Virgin.
Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
All right, welcome to halfway through the week.
Whew. It's Wednesday. I'm not sure if the thunder woke you up last night, but it was unbelievably loud.
I didn't hear it. I'm so disappointed.
That's just because there's a lot of traffic in the East End, where in the West End, where there's nothing but green space, you could actually hear it.
It was just a really loud crack, I think. And it happened about like midnight, 1
really?
a.m.
It was awesome.
Damn.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of stuff that blew onto my front porch that wasn't there before.
Oh,
less awesome.
Less awesome. But
garbage wind.
Crazy. So I think there's supposedly going to be more of that overnight a few days this week. But today it looks gorgeous. Like it's going to be 25 degrees and sunny. So
I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. I'll rain at night. That's fine. So let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
It might be a no jacket Halloween, guys. They're saying it's going to be a warmer than normal fall.
Ooh. Like I love that because you could actually show off your Halloween costume without your mom putting it over your costume.
Like, Mom, no. She's like, just wear the jacket. You're going to be cold.
It never looks as good.
It never looks as good. Jax, what about you?
Well, speaking of Halloween, 101 days until Christmas, everybody.
Oh my God.
We just made the mark. No. And I saw this yesterday, and I would say that this is the first time in many years that I've actually got excited. I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Why this year over others?
Because there is so little to look forward to in the world right now that I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Amazing, amazing. Producer Leah, what's going on?
I just want all of us to understand, you know, Canada's treasure, Norm MacDonald. R.I.P. to that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was one of a kind, so unique, and just a master at his craft. And I loved him.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to hear about the news.
And brilliant voice actor, too.
Oh yeah.
He really was good. So good.
Brilliant everything. Yeah. And so kind.
And a lot more than you think he was.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
A lot of comedians absolutely loved him. And they always say he was the funniest comedian alive.
So he's a comedian's comedian?
Yeah.
They would say he was always playing to the back of the room, meaning like he was just trying to make himself and comedians laugh.
Hey.
That's
true.
And he often did.
There you go. Coming from a amateur comedian of himself.
I did it one time.
And
I
know. So good.
We
were so good.
Again. And Norm MacDonald was there, actually.
Yeah.
I was like,
stop
so
it. Hey, a couple songs from right now. We need to tell you about what you can get for Halloween. Specifically, the brand Hidden Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say Hidden Valley and you don't know what that means, well, you will. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. It's a delicious idea.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hidden Valley. What is that name? Those two words, what do they mean to you? Hidden Valley.
It means the slice of pizza is going to be even tastier because dip. Dipping my pizza in ranch is what I'm implying.
It's ranch dressing. That's what they're known for, right?
The Valley is a place I'd like to hide forever. I love Hidden Valley Ranch. It is the best ranch out there. And as a ranch connoisseur, I feel confident in saying that.
So you'll love this. Hidden Valley is now selling treat-sized ranch packets for
Hell
Halloween.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
So each packet has a half ounce of ranch. That's a lot.
Good.
That's basically what they consider like half of a normal serving size. So Jackson needs about 18 of them.
I'm going to need more than that.
They're selling them in bags of 30 at HiddenValley.com. They cost about $20. And basically, they're also selling a Hidden Valley Ranch costume. I know Jax is going to buy it. It's only $40, and you can dress up as
I've
a bottle of ranch. Did you buy it?
No, but I'm about to.
Are you really?
I have it upside open.
Yeah.
She actually does.
Yeah.
So you can be a bottle of ranch and hand out packets of ranch.
That's the dream.
This Halloween.
Guys, I've never wanted more for myself than that. And I thought that mayo coming in a single serve thing was good.
Right.
Now we're talking.
Given the choice, Jax, would you dress up like Heinz mayonnaise?
Don't do this to me.
Or Hidden Valley Ranch?
Ooh, good question.
For Halloween. You don't have to go door to door. You're just coming to a party.
I wouldn't dress up as either. I'd dress up as Hellman's mayonnaise, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Describe Ted Lasso.
It's like watching a hug. It's so nice.
Yeah?
It's so wonderful.
I haven't
love
watched it yet.
Lasso.
I need to watch it.
Everybody who's watched, I haven't seen it yet either. Yeah. Everybody who's watched that show says it's like, you've got to watch this show. It's just lovely.
Yeah.
It's not like the funniest show you're ever going to watch, but it's very warm and it makes you feel good. But then there are some episodes that make you very deeply sad. But at the same time, because Uncle Ted's there, you feel okay about it.
Okay. All right.
It's really nice.
I'm tempted.
Show.
Okay.
It has absolutely struck a chord with people. There's no question.
Yeah, people love it.
And so Jason Sudeikis, who's the main character, I guess he'd be Ted.
Yeah.
He he wasn't doing too bad beforehand.
No.
And listen, Jason Sudeikis had a tough year last year, the pandemic, and then, of course, there was the, you know, the Harry Styles and his ex-wife, Olivia Wilde, and apparently that there may have been some crossover there or whatever. This might make him feel better, okay? He was making $200 to $300 an episode back then. He's now going to make $1 million per episode.
Ah.
Whoa.
Now, I'm not saying that he necessarily needs to rub that in anybody's face, but that is a great, like, yeah, I can do it on my own.
If you aren't just a little bit happy when you're succeeding,
I think
towards your ex.
Is that fair?
Everybody
does that make
is.
Me sound petty?
No. It's like the secret petty that nobody wants to admit to, but like,
I'll admit to it.
I'd be okay.
You know what I love that would. About you? Because you own it, man. Yeah. I love that.
I absolutely want to become so successful my ex is like, ugh. Only I dealt with his small nipples a little bit longer.
Because I was just thinking, like, you signed that contract. I'd be like, the first thing I might think, and this is wrong, maybe I'd be like, bet Harry Styles not making $1 million an episode.
Well, yeah, I mean, he probably is. Yeah. He's probably making a lot of money.
He's still Harry Styles.
Yeah, I know,
and
he's still Harry Styles.
Not an amount of money can replace that.
But, all right. Well, listen, on this
but he's not the best example of this. Listen, you know what I mean?
Listen.
Yeah.
It would just be, listen, I wouldn't, you I don't got, even think I could blame, like, if my girlfriend left me for Harry Styles, I'd be like, I get it.
Yeah. Same.
No, I wouldn't.
But I feel like if I started making Sudeikis money, I'd be like, well, at least we're even.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sad, but now I own 7 jet skis.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yeah, exactly. And I didn't even have to finance them.
Yeah.
It's just I own them outright.
Good for him. He deserves this, ex or not, but definitely because of the ex.
And I've got to check out that show. I'm watching right now because I'm getting ready for season 3. Natalie has got me into Succession. So I've watched the first season of that, and it's unbelievable. Will Ferrell is actually the executive producer on it. So there's like, it's very, very dark, but then there's some really funny moments.
It is very funny.
And then I guess, so season 3 comes out in October. So I'm watching that, and then I'm going to watch Ted Lasso afterwards.
I can't wait to talk to you in 3 years when you finally finish
it.
Because
you never
finish a show?
No, because I now have somebody who finishes shows. I have to finish them with her.
Yeah.
It's so delightful. You got to watch Ted Lasso.
All right. Fine. You know what? I have to say this about TJ. The one thing he recommends above all that you always have to trust is TV shows.
That's why you should watch How I Met Your Mother.
Never, well.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Rough.
No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, if you're wondering what to wear this fall, how about you speak to a fashion icon? Someone who's been there, walked all the runways, seen everything that's going on, watches New York Fashion Week on stream because we can't go down there
right
now.
Just got back from the Met Gala.
Yeah, it's crazy. One TJ O'Halloran.
You guys are lucky to have me. What's expertise?
What is the it must-have thing this fall, TJ?
Guys, shackets are in. They're a fall must-have.
What is a shacket?
You know, like a plaid shirt that is not meant to be done up? It's a little bit thicker than a plaid shirt.
It's a hybrid between a shirt and jacket, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence the name.
Shacket.
Okay. Right.
So it's a little bit thicker than a plaid shirt. You leave it undone. You wear like a nice plain shirt underneath.
And this is for anybody, right? It's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Unisex.
Okay. And then, so, you know, a shacket. What sorts of things do I expect to wear with a shacket?
A nice pair of chinos.
Uh-huh.
You live in Toronto, so it probably goes well with your Blundstone boots.
Okay. All right.
And honestly, you just got to get used to everybody looking at you because you're going to be looking so good.
Yeah. What is that he's wearing?
Listen, guys, I know you're laughing,
wait a second.
But...
Is that a shirt? Yeah, no, it's a jacket. No, it's not that either.
It's a shacket.
Wow.
He's got money.
I know you...
No, that guy shops at Zara for sure.
I know you guys jest, but as somebody who spent $58 on 7 shackets...
H&M's getting pricey.
Was that taxes in or out?
That was taxes in.
Oh, that's that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. It was actually 3.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, so TJ wore one in yesterday, and I was like, damn, look good. It did look good on you.
Thank you very much. Well, that's what happens when you're a fashion icon. It's what you wear, people judge you for silently.
Mm-hmm.
And then once an article comes out confirming what they're wearing, then you praise them.
It's really all coming together for you.
Yeah. It really is, yeah. And on the day that the Met Gala happened, too, it felt very serendipitous for me.
Shackapalooza.
Frankly, like I worry about you guys.
Oh,
just getting left behind
I have a couple.
We were wearing them last year.
Yeah. Oh, you mean before they were in fashion? Oh, that's so cool.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There is no need to panic. Britney Spears deleted her Instagram, but everybody relax. She said, don't worry, folks. I'm just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement.
Oh, good for her.
Little hiatus.
Like that.
She announced that on her Twitter account, which remains active. She, of course, got engaged to trainer turned actor Sam Asghari. And they announced her engagement on Sunday. And obviously, she has a lot going on in her personal life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe just give her a minute to breathe.
Doing a little cleanse, a little social detox. Love I respect that.
Have you guys ever taken like the full-on break from Instagram?
Absolutely.
The app off your phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
How'd you feel?
Usually when I go on vacation, I'll either take it off or like if I'm, if
I
just
delete
it? Yeah, I'll delete it off. Yeah. I don't like, and I'll check in on it once in a while, but I don't know. Sometimes it's nice.
I stopped posting for 6 months when I was off in the, you know, in my previous job and then coming into this one.
Yeah.
Because I did need a break. I'd been working like, you know, 2-3 jobs for forever. And I felt like, I was like, I need a breather. I need to get away from this. And you realize how little it matters.
It
literally doesn't matter.
It's a world inside your hand. And they say that even if you don't think that you need a break, it's super, super smart to just take, you know, little cleanses once in a while.
81% of homeowners have done do-it-yourself projects during the pandemic, with saving money being the number one reason people are doing it. Others have said having more spare time, thinking it would be fun, and wanting to learn a new skill. My absolute favorite reason on this list was, quote, wanting to prove someone wrong about their ability to do it. Which I would be lying if I said that wasn't the reason why I did the floor in my apartment.
Spite build.
Number one, it needed to be done. And number two, spite build.
Honestly, I spite build myself. I used to think that I couldn't do things. But that's, and I was just just look it up on YouTube. No, honestly.
You're good at it, though.
And
that's
not fair. Having a car thing, and I actually work on my own car now, and I'm like, all you do is just look it up on YouTube and you can manage. It's really not
You're
that bad.
You're good at it.
Yeah. I'm really not.
In a separate survey, by the way, 38% of people said they look back on their DIY projects and think, I shouldn't have done that. The Allen's being shut down this weekend. The closure starting at 11 p.m. on September 17th, which is, of course, Friday. And it's going to open by 5 a.m. on the 20th, which is the Monday. They're just doing regular scheduled maintenance, as they do on all the major super fun air quote highways in the city. And that is what is trending. I am TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
One of our favorite shows is coming back to Crave, and it is Canada's Drag
Race!
It's coming back for season 2 this fall. Looks like it's going to be amazing. So actually, we got the 12 queens revealed yesterday.
Oh my god, so good too.
$100,000 on the line.
Yep.
And basically, it's going to premiere a month from yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's Tuesday, October 14th. What I love about this show is it highlights some of the best cultural elements of this country.
Yes.
Right? And, like, it's funny to say that, but, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, older world countries accuse North America of not having any culture. And I'm like, you know what? Screw you guys.
Yeah.
it's such a spectacular, funny show. And it's got that little bit of drama and backbiting as well.
Oh, for sure.
Because Drag Race itself is just, weirdly, it's one of my, people are like, I love hockey and sports and stuff like that. Drag Race has always been one of my favorite shows.
There's been different versions of Drag Race around the world. I mean, originally coming from RuPaul in the States. But, like, you look at other countries and, like, we were kind of, I'll be honest, I was unsure if Canada could do it justice. And not only did the show do it justice, like, it was blown out of the water. And you're seeing, like, we were chatting about last year's winner, Priyanka.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't only, like, Priyanka didn't only win last season. Like, she's still having opportunities right now, still doing it. Endorsement deals was just in the UK traveling. Yeah. So, like, this is a huge opportunity for these queens. And, like, we have such a rich drag queen culture in Canada. Like,
we're very lucky that way.
See, I had no idea about
it. Oh, it's next level. And it's so much fun. But it's also so much work, man.
You ever been to a show?
A lot of work.
Oh.
No.
What?
You know what's funny is I just got into Drag Race, like, over lockdown, really.
Yeah.
Like, I started to watch it a lot more with my girlfriend. And it's so funny.
So it's a great show.
So fun.
But you gotta go to the actual show.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it would be a blast.
Take two steps into Toronto's Gay Village and you're gonna see a queen and she's gonna sass you and you're gonna see her show. It's amazing.
And that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And they look at a guy like you and they would, like, they pull people. It's like, it's almost like going to a comedy show,
yeah,
right?
It's incredible.
They pull you out and they make fun of
they
you.
Do.
And,
my self-esteem is low enough. I don't need that.
They'll eat you up in a good way. No, the routines, it's so amazing. It's so nice to see that reflected on a major broadcaster. It's gonna be on Crave, so it's fantastic.
And there's a warm feeling to it, which is what we need in the fall.
Yes!
A warm, gentle feeling.
God, is it funny, too.
October 14th, it's coming to Crave. Do not miss this. And actually, if you haven't had the chance, watch season 1, because season 1's pretty spectacular.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know what I love is, and when you first start dating somebody, is the awkward in between where, you know, you guys are seeing each other once or twice a week, and there's that little bit of anxiety of like, is this for real or is this all it's ever going to be? Right? There is that gray area stage.
Yeah.
And sometimes it lasts a couple months. Sometimes it can last like 6 months, which I think at that point you know the answer.
Yeah.
Right? But it's that feeling of, I really like this person. They're super hot.
Yeah.
I want to spend all my time with them.
What is this?
And is this for real? Is this relationship getting serious? Now, TJ says he's got 10 signs you know if this relationship is coming out of the gray area and becoming like a serious, just the two of you sort of thing.
A monog.
Now, a monog.
I don't like that.
Nicki Minaj.
Hate it even more.
So, I want TJ to give us 10 to 6. And then Jax and I are going to try to guess a couple in the top five here. Go ahead, TJ.
All right, starting with number 10. You visited them at work.
Okay.
Number nine.
That's not really happening these
days.
Number nine, you've shown each other your favorite hangout spots.
Okay.
Number eight, you don't have to make plans because it's expected that you'll hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, you text or call to say goodnight or good morning. And number six, you're deleting dating apps like Tinder from your phone.
Oh yeah, that is indicative.
That's of the ones you mentioned. I think that's the best one because I think now, do you have that conversation? Do you say to the person, "Hey, listen, I'm just deleting the app. Do you want to delete yours, or how do you handle that?
I have never asked directly. I just hope for the best, and it's usually that. Like if you've deleted yours, they've probably deleted theirs.
Can I out Natalie?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear a funny story? No. She doesn't still have it. So we started dating, and I remember, you know, we were both very excited about each other, but very cautious.
Yeah, of course.
And I think you can on Bumble set your profile to like suspended or like so we had this really fun back and forth conversation. And she and I was set to suspended like afterwards because we weren't talking on Bumble anymore. But I thought, you know, as things went on, I thought, you know, maybe I want to save this conversation before I delete this app. And we did end up having a conversation about 2 months in going, hey, should we delete?
Yeah, whatever.
And she was like, yeah, like, you know, let's do it. And I went and looked back for our conversation and I noticed she had unmatched me.
Oh,
what?
And that the conversation was gone. And I said, Natalie, what happened? I texted her. I'm like, what happened to the thing? And she was like, okay, so this is really embarrassing. So what happened was I had suspended my account.
Yeah.
And you can see that when you're matched with somebody and their account's suspended, you know that. But what happens is Bumble automatically reactivates your account after 2 weeks. So I didn't know that. So Bumble, when you suspend it, like I didn't delete the app or anything, you just put it on pause.
But it auto. Yeah.
But it auto puts you back. And so she thought I was back and swiping. So she, for a second, I guess she got a little insecure.
Good.
And then she deleted me and deleted the account.
Natalie.
She's like, if he's going to be a jerk like this. Yeah. And I, like, she'll tell
him. Bye-bye.
That's hysterical. And she says that, you know, even though we continued to get together, she was really sus about me.
Of course.
And, really?
Yeah.
A sus man.
And, didn't stop seeing you, though, did she?
And she's like, if he screws up one more time, it's over. So I didn't realize.
Dude, you were on thin ice for like months.
The edge of a knife. I was walking a tightrope. Had no idea.
You are very lucky. You are a very lucky man.
But
our
start-off conversation was really funny and like really witty. And I'm really sad that we lost that forever. Yeah. But anyway, what are the next five?
Okay, number five, seeing each other more than once a week.
Okay.
Number four, labeling the relationship like exclusive or not just dating. Mm-hmm. Duh. Mm-hmm. Number three, buying an engagement ring.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Number one, can I guess number one?
Yeah.
Are we at number two yet or no?
No, we haven't done number two.
Oh, sorry,
yet.
I thought that was number two.
Number two is meeting your parents.
What?
Okay, never mind.
What's the number one thing?
Getting married? I don't know. Like,
if you're at the altar, it might be serious.
Number one is meeting friends.
Before parents and before engaging?
Oh, man. Okay. I got another one for you guys. Want to hear another story?
Yeah.
So I remember Jax was having a party was going to have like a party and a get together when we first
met.
Is this before she would admit that her and Michelle were dating?
Yeah. No, this is right after, you know, Jax admitted that she was dating her girlfriend. Mm. And I said to Natalie about 2 weeks beforehand, listen, my friend is having a party. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she's like, no, I don't think I can. I'm just not ready for that yet.
What?
Yeah, so she, remember that party?
Yeah.
She wouldn't come to that party. But we did end up getting, like, I went home at like 11:30 and we met up afterwards. But
what'd you guys do after?
We went to bed, read the Bible. That's what I think.
Adam!
But I just
smooched.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. She didn't want to meet you guys.
She was waiting at home.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I wanted to meet her.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Guys, we have to give a major shout out to a bridge this morning. Pickering's Pedestrian Bridge just won a Guinness World Record. Has officially been named the longest enclosed pedestrian bridge in the world.
Hey, all right.
Wait, is that the one that goes across the 401?
I believe so. At 250 meters, the pedestrian bridge spans 14 lanes of highway traffic,
gorgeous,
6 active train tracks, and 2 lane city streets.
Beautiful.
Pickering, also known as Ajax Light.
Also known as Take Your Iodine Tablets.
What?
Because it's close to power plants.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have a rivalry with Pickering from Scarborough.
Yeah?
So yeah. I was right on the border, too. It was like Mowat versus, there was a high school in there, and I'm not even going to name it.
Well, what was their mascot and what was your mascot?
I don't, but we used to go head to head in Dragon Boat.
Yeah.
I don't want to focus on any of this. Yeah, I want to focus on the bridge.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the bridge.
Yeah, you walked that bridge.
The real
think
star.
Think about what you did, Pickering. You know.
The real star.
Rick Ross bought his son a Wingstop brand for his 16th birthday. If you're unfamiliar, Wingstop is a very popular wing joint in the States. In a recent Instagram post, he said, "Everyone wish my son a happy 16th birthday. Today, he became the owner of his first Wingstop franchise.
Wow.
You're now officially a boss. Keep going."
That is so smart because you can give any sort of present, but that is an investment.
He, Rick Ross, by the way, owns 25 Wingstops himself.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant businessman.
That'll be the gift that keeps on giving for his kid.
It's a franchisee.
He's out there cutting his 200 acres in his big tractor without a driver's license.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What's the story? He refused to have somebody do his own lawn?
Well, yeah. So he bought his 200-acre tract of land from a boxer.
Yeah.
And I guess when he bought it, people were like, listen, it was the landscaping bills that bankrupted the
It'll
other
get
guy.
You.
Yeah.
So he went to John Deere. And he said, "What's the biggest tractor you guys have?" And they're like, "This one." And he's like, "Great, drop it at my house." And now he cuts his own grass. But he just recently got his driver's license too. Like, and I guess you can operate farm equipment without a driver's license.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been cutting his own grass forever.
Therapeutic.
Now.
I can see
it's
it.
It's great.
I can see it.
It's gonna be a warmer than normal fall, which means could be trick or treating without a jacket on.
Yeah.
Take that,
Woo!
Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Spider-Man costume doesn't look as fun when I'm wearing a coat. Meteorologists are saying that September's crisp breezes could soon give way to, quote, extended periods of above seasonal temperatures. But don't get too used to it because November, December is going to bring on really cold weather and snow, almost as if it's almost winter.
I literally told you guys this a month and a half ago, according to the Farmer's Almanac, and you said it was BS.
There's a big difference between somebody saying, who's a scientist saying, hey, here's what could happen with weather patterns, and somebody sticking their hand in the pile of dirt and saying, it's going to rain.
Check out this caterpillar.
It always seems to be right, though, doesn't it?
So this caterpillar's fur says this.
You know, Jax, a broken clock is right twice a day.
That's true.
And that's what's trending.
I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Last week we told you, and you might have missed this, we told you about the worst show idea in history that involved Usher, Priyanka Chopra, and Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars. And it was a reality game show competition style thing, but it was called The Activist.
Yes.
Where 6 activists who have real and very important causes would come on TV and compete with each other for who activisted
It's a cause
the best.
Of most. It's a cause off.
And I think they were going to rate you based on social media interaction and how much money you were able to raise at a G8 summit.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is putting aside all the moral problems with this show,
right?
Just sounds so boring.
Yeah.
Like what a bad idea.
Yeah,
awful.
So anyway, the reaction to that actually is funny because we were on it, and then this weekend it really took off.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was talking about it.
Everywhere, yeah.
Everybody's on it.
So, I guess the only person to speak out on it, and the show has not yet been canceled, by the way. Listen, if you think, I just want to take an aside and just think about this right now. There might be an idea that you have right now that you think this could work,
yeah.
but I don't know if anyone will take me seriously.
Yeah.
try and do that idea because the activists made it to the pitch stage and was approved by big American television networks.
Yep.
So I just want you to know that whatever dream that you have, go for it, because if that can make it, you can make it.
Here's the thing though, TJ, you said it's the most boring concept ever, which is exactly why they're like, what do we need here? Celebrities. So they brought on celebrities to judge this entire thing.
Right. A bunch obviously turned it down, and those are the three they got.
So I mean, because Usher, not doing much. Yeah. Julianne Hough says yes to most things, and so does Priyanka Chopra, right? Like, it's sort of like there are people that they needed the platform.
Yeah.
So Julianne Hough did come out and speak about it, and she said, this is the worst part of this, too. She said she's listening deeply.
Oh, good.
Ew.
And that the show missed the mark. I don't know how you listen deeply, but she
it's
did.
It's like shallow. Regular listening, but most listening is shallow, and if you can go deeper with your listening.
Right.
That's deep listening.
Are you listening?
Both ears.
Are you guys listening to me deeply right now?
If my ears were a pool, I'd be in the deep end.
Okay, that's great. 8 or 12 feet. It's very important.
12 feet.
She said, on top of this, many people are becoming aware that I wore blackface in 2013.
Yeah.
Which has further added insult to injury.
Yeah.
Insult to injury, your personal injury?
Yeah, yeah, but Julianne, like,
you wore it.
How did you think this was going to work or play out? The show's called The Activists. You didn't think that we were going to call attention to what we finally forgot about? Yeah. Come on. Like, you want us
just
to remember?
In case, and here's the thing is that I was like, okay, she put out a statement, but then I saw on her Instagram, because she put up like 8 slides on Instagram, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a more in-depth apology. It's just the same apology, but over 8 slides. Like, it's just still shallow.
Swipe, very swipe. Sorry, swipe. Won't do it again.
Yeah, if you're listening, then cancel the show.
Well, anyway, I would imagine that the network that did approve this, and we didn't actually get who did, is going to back off of this now. I also, as a casting director, do you not look at the and this is really important, the judge on the show who is white with a history of wearing blackface and go, red flag for us.
Yeah.
Or do you just not Google that?
You probably just don't Google it.
Yeah.
I think
because it's the only way that you can can defend that level of incompetence.
But okay, we got our jobs here, and I'm sure you do too. They do a background check. We had a police background check before we got this job.
Yeah,
heavy.
And we're local radio people.
No. Not on this show.
I mean, luckily, growing up in Brampton, I went under a pseudonym, so they would never find my friend.
They'll never know about the white slippery man.
That was my name.
Oh.
Used to spray paint that on buildings when I would vandalize
The white slippery guy strikes again.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think this is going to be a debate for the ages. I hope you're ready, because I think there's only... You're one side or the other. There is no gray area on this, okay? And this is based off the picture from the Met Gala in the bathroom, as one does, with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox and Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. Now, they both have very in-your-face relationships. And I'll be honest with you, I'm obsessed with both of them because they remind me of, like, Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like this passionate, insane love affair, and then it probably is going to blow up, and that's the part that you're like, I got to look at this. Yeah. I got to know everything that these guys are doing. Give me the story!
Yeah.
They're going to make a movie about this later. So, the question and the big debate we're having in the studio today. Which relationship do you think will last longer? Because they got together about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got about the same level of showy passion. Like
Of extraness.
Yes. So you know your friends on Instagram who are like, we're in love and we're super in love.
You need to know.
You need to know that we're in love. It's almost like, we get, Justin Bieber fans get mad at us for this, but like the Justin and Haley stuff too, right? It's like, I love Haley all the time.
This is us.
And that's cool. Like be in love, that's fine, but it's still objectively hilarious.
Well, it is. So here's my thing. I feel like, if I'm going to answer this question, as much as I'm more obsessed with MGK and Megan Fox, I think Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are going to last.
I totally agree with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Kourtney has 3 kids.
Uh-huh.
I also think Travis has his head on pretty well. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying that the other two don't, but he's just, he's somebody. I love Blink-182. Okay? Is that a crime?
For me, it's because they've been friends for like 15
years.
Yeah,
they've been really good friends.
And I think that's a great basis for a relationship.
But I have something that you need to know.
Okay, producer Leah, tell me.
In 2015, Travis Barker on a podcast said that he was the most attracted to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Who was sister of Courtney, although we already know that. But he admitted that publicly. I would feel
that
a way
a
about
you?
That. Absolutely.
You, what would you feel about that? Tell
me
about
it. Oh, my God. If somebody said that they like my sister more than me 5 years ago.
Yeah, hell no.
Well, that would be held over his head for the entire time.
He said that they're more attractive. He didn't say that he liked them more.
No, that's still, it doesn't matter what he said.
Listen, it doesn't matter what he said. Your sister is hotter than you.
Here's my thing.
That doesn't have a good little tinge to it.
No, not a cute ring. Not at all.
Machine. And Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are going to last longer.
Why?
Because,
why?
So here's my, I know. So here's my theory. Because Travis and Courtney do have, you know, a past friendship. They have respect for each other. They'll break up. It'll be okay. MGK and Megan are going to stay together just out of spite. And it's just a mess.
Out of spite,
a spite for everybody else being like, nobody ever believed in us, babe. And we're going to keep going. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
and it's exactly. And they're going to stay together. And they shouldn't. They absolutely shouldn't, but they're going to stay together for all the wrong reasons.
They'll be the real life version of your friends who are like,
yes,
People said we couldn't make it, and I'd be like, and I remember, look at people from high school like that. I'm like, who is saying that you can't make it? Yeah. You have 30 followers on Instagram. Yeah. Like, what?
No, but they're the same couple that every event they go to, they get into a fight. Like, they'll be at the barbecue, and they're not speaking.
Yeah, but they'll
be one of them forgot to put mustard on the other's hot dog.
And then they yell at each other by the end of the night. There's always
but
like
through teeth. Yeah.
Somebody pointed out, too, in the 289, Megan Fox has 3 kids as well.
And Machine Gun Kelly has a daughter as well. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're together.
Megan Fox, by the way, I think she gets labeled incorrectly as like a bad girl or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the image.
Yeah.
But like she's a great mom.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
And he apparently is a great dad. So like, you know, but what you see and what it is behind the scenes is different. I think.
MGK has kind of like a Pete Davidson thing where people assume how they are just based on like the guy's covered in tats and like I think you just think he's like kind of a bad
dude. Look
him
up in interviews. He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy and he's a really talented musician.
And he looks like he smells like cigarettes. But he probably doesn't.
Yeah. She says. Megan Fox said his skin routine. What was it? His skin routine
over
is like
$1,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a routine. It's a regime.
It's
like he really works hard.
It's
on
takes
his skin.
To look like a ghost every day. Yeah, now, so here's the question for you: 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. If you had to put money on this, and I know, listen, 8:30 in the morning.
No.
This is the most serious debate you're going to get into
let's
all
bet.
Day.
Let's
very
try.
Important.
If your money is on one of these two couples to make it, who's it going to be? Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, or MGK and Megan Fox?
If these couples were running in a federal election,
there it is.
Yeah.
Tied in. You're not confident in either of them, but you got to vote for one. So who is it?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We like to dive into the important issues on this show. And if you've listened to us before, you must know that. And that is why we are discussing this morning which in-your-face trashy couple, and I say that with love, is going to last longer. Is it Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker or Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox? Because both of them, and I think they both acknowledge this, they just love to be in your face about this.
Just a mess, but a nice mess.
A nice
a
mess.
A polite mess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're cheering for both.
Yeah.
I don't think either maybe necessarily going to work out forever.
No.
But which one lasts
longer?
Never
know.
This is what we want to do. The room is split, and we want to know what the texts say. TJ?
A lot more texts coming in support of MGK and Megan Fox.
Really?
Yeah, from the 905. MGK is amazing, plus a great father, and Megan Fox is so smart, and the whole twin flame hotness. Winners, winners.
Yeah.
Mm. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly will make it. Kourtney will end up with Scott in the end.
I hope so.
Really?
Yeah. I have a soft spot for them together.
Scott
I don't know
gonna
why.
Scott is going to date 20-year-olds till
he's
dead.
He's incredibly problematic with his dating age, but I know.
From the 416, Kourtney and Travis. Aries and Scorpio fire will keep burning.
That
what
is
does that
true.
Even mean?
That is true.
No, it's nonsense. Travis.
TJ!
Travis will probably make an effort to keep the relationship going. Megan and MGK are both Tauruses. They'll end up bursting at some point. Don't we know it?
Producer Leah, do you care about any of the astrological sign stuff? Does that
absolutely
mean
absolutely not. No.
Okay, all right.
Because
so it's just
Jackson. Ah, you're alone. It so doesn't Jackson. Relate to
it's,
me whatsoever.
It's crazy because it's just me and seemingly everybody who's texting in.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. It's
that
wild.
Actually, you know,
it
that's
is
true.
Isn't
right?
that
you
wild?
Know, mass groups of people can still be wrong. Can they? from the 289.
No, let's go pro style hostile. Anyway, continue.
What?
I'm siding with Jax. I think Megan and MGK will last longer. Megan is actually super brilliant if you listen to her talk. Kourtney has a mess of a family. Megan just has the kids and Brian Austin Green publicly. Brian is doing great. He's doing Dance with the Stars, etc. But didn't Megan like go after Brian Austin
she
Green
did.
Somewhat recently?
Because he was posting about, I think, their kids a lot. And she was like, hey, like, stop using them as a prop. I think. And now that who knows? Honestly, I think sometimes
splits
too,
are
when,
hard.
When you go through divorce and social media is involved and stuff like that, it's like you gotta be, you know, it takes some adjusting, I think, right?
Last one here from 705. MGK and Megan Fox, all the way. Love their posts. They're so entertaining. Want to keep that going for as long as possible. They are so hot.
They are. Right? They're my favorite couple in the whole world.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're headed for ruin.
Yeah. We truly can't decide whether, you know, the Kardashian and, I'm blanking on her name. Courtney and Travis are going to break up because it's completely up to Chris, not us. It's completely up to Chris Jenner. She's the puppet master.
So that's true. Whatever Chris Jenner
She's
wants.
She's the puppet master.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Britney Spears deleted her Instagram, but nobody panic. She said, "Don't worry, folks. It's taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement." She wrote that on Twitter, saying, "I'll be back soon." She, of course, got engaged this past weekend to Sam Asghari. Her boyfriend since 2016, 2017?
Yeah, 2016. They met originally in 2015 and then started dating in 2016.
What a love story. Anyways, just taking a small break from Instagram because don't we all need it every once in a while? 81% of the homeowners say they've done do-it-yourself projects over the pandemic, saving money being the number one reason. Other reasons are, of course, having more spare time, thinking it would be fun, wanting to learn a new skill, and my personal favorite reason, wanting to prove someone wrong about their ability to do it, which I would be lying
build.
If I said I haven't done stuff that like that before. It's basically part of the reason I put in the floor.
Right. We were all like, this isn't going to go well.
Yeah.
And it did. It went really well.
You did really, really good. I was quite impressed.
The floor has only collapsed in three areas. In a separate survey, 38% of people say they look back at their DIY projects and think, shouldn't have done that. Heads up, the Allen's being shut down this weekend. The closure's starting Friday at 11 p.m. and it's going to be closed until Monday at 5 a.m.
In 2024.
Yes. It'll never, ever reopen. No, it's they're just doing regular scheduled maintenance.
Oh, okay.
Guys, it's been so easy to drive these days, hasn't it?
No,
things are really coming together, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like they had the whole pandemic to get this done, and they're like, no, let's wait till everybody gets back to work.
Let's do it now.
I've heard in the East End, so since they closed off that part of the Gardner and teared it down, it has made traveling anywhere east of the Gardner just an absolute disaster.
Yeah, it's a mess.
I'm part of the Leslieville Facebook page, and Somebody took a picture of Lakeshore right at Parliament, and they said to get from Parliament to the Cherry Street Bridge, like literally the next street over, took them an hour.
Pardon me?
Yeah, in rush hour. It's
How did
it's
they a, think this was a good idea?
They didn't. They didn't think about anything when it comes to
this. They didn't think. There was no thinking.
No, I'm sure they did, because they wouldn't just, like, realistically, it's cute to say they didn't think. And, like, I get it, and it seems like they didn't. But they definitely had a meeting on this and then decided... This is still a good idea.
Yeah, I think what happened
was... How did they come to that conclusion?
Because they tore down the ramp, the Logan ramp, up to the Gardner.
Yeah.
Beautiful ramp.
But what was probably not supposed to be happening at that time is Lakeshore being put down to one lane.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, because construction always runs over. If you've ever had a reno done, you know it runs over. It's what happens. And so obviously road construction is no different, and it's a disaster. And then... Here's the thing. You used to be able to go into the Portlands on Commissioner Street and drive that.
And now that's cut off.
They've shut that off, too. Yeah. So there's nowhere to go. Like, I honestly, I've actually said to Natalie, I'm like, I don't know how we would go to a Leaf game if we wanted to, or a Raptor game or anything. Like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, there's no transit out there either.
Welcome to Toronto, where everything's expensive and life is pain.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
At least we have the crosstown.
Yeah,
the crosstown's almost done.
Yeah, 2 more years. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Honestly, it'd be faster to drive up to Eglinton and then come back into the city.
Tell him.
It's so bad.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you're scrolling through dating profiles, person looks good, interests look good. You ever come to the quote that, like, best defines you and go, oh, God, left?
Yeah. It can ruin it. Yeah.
It can ruin it. It's either an office reference, which, you know, at least is passable.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
that's okay. We all love
really,
the office.
Really into the red zone on that one.
We
though.
Are. I mean, listen.
I feel personally targeted with that comment.
Yeah. It's safe.
Yeah, that's
it's,
you.
It's okay. Safe.
It is. You're right. You're right.
But if someone veers outside of that. It can either be really good or really bad.
Yeah.
And producer Leah was talking to her friend the other day. And what was she saying to you? She's on these apps, right?
Yeah. So she finally joined the 21st century and got herself a Hinge account.
Yeah.
First time being on the app.
Hinge is just a wild place, too.
It's wild. But it does make miracles come true as well.
Hinge is good.
Shout out to Hinge, to be honest.
They got it right.
Exactly. So she's putting her profile together and she sends it over to me to double check it, right?
Do the vetting.
Second set of eyes,
Gotta
right?
Do
she
it.
Needs to know if she's putting her best foot forward. And I'm telling her, Ash, include this. Take this away.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, we put together a beautiful profile.
Yeah, good.
So she was really upset when she went on and saw that the guys that she was looking at were not putting their efforts in.
No. Right?
So you feel
no.
like, you know, if you're bringing in an A effort, you need an A effort from somebody else.
Yeah.
Right? This is a group project after all.
I will say that going through my friends' profiles and seeing some of the males in the GTA on there, there's some great guys, but there's a lot of just
mostly,
a lot of emojis and a lot of weird quotes in the bios.
Exactly.
A lot of emojis.
So when these quote, we talk about these quotes that you see, like, what do they pertain to when it comes to the guys? Because you're calling the guys of the GTHA out right now.
Right.
About our profiles. And DJ. I mean, we've both been on dating apps within the last year or so.
TJ always had a good bio.
Mine was, because I had a picture of me next to, like, the Big Ben clock from England, and I used to say, I've been to England so you can tell I'm cultured.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, yeah.
I've traveled.
There's something there.
I like that.
Yeah. You worked hard on that, though. You took thought into that.
Yeah, I did.
Right. I don't even remember what my Bumble profile was.
You were fine. You were good.
Yeah.
You were good,
I actually had, and this is something I've made a rule, is you must have the most important person in your life.
Always, yeah.
Of the sex that you are attracted to, look it up over.
Yeah,
what I mean by that is outside of your parents, because they're not going to help.
No.
But you must have.
My mom built mine.
I had Jack's mind look mine over because she's going to look at it from a feminine point of view.
That's right. Yeah.
And if that's my target audience.
And I switched around some pictures, and that's what you got to do, because you got to get your starting lineup of your photos.
You
right?
took you
need
my
four strong
line.
Photos.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Four
you need one of just you looking really good.
Yeah.
But like casual,
okay.
You need one you looking really good formal. You need one of you with your group of friends, because some people don't like it, but I think that needs to be your third or fourth photo, because it says I have friends that I hang out with.
Just don't lead with a group of friends.
Never
photo.
Lead with a group
Ever.
Photo.
Never. Also, it shows how truly tall you are.
Yes.
No, it does.
And that was actually the fourth one. It's something that shows how tall you are, because you know, it's not easy for dudes either, because there are women that will say on their profile, like, 6 feet or swipe
right.
Or they just put their Instagram
bio.
Well,
she found a lot of guys with pictures surrounding themselves with other women, like a whole bunch of other
that's
women.
So you don't do that? Don't do that.
Bad idea.
No, don't
what
do that.
What does that even mean? Yeah.
Guys think that it shows that they're desirable, but I think it's just
it
feel like
it works
a turd.
The other way, I believe.
Here's what I want to do. If you're listening to this and this is ringing true to you, I want you to call us, 416-872-9999. Text us 999-999. We want to build the perfect framework for a man's profile.
Yeah. Please.
From your point of view. So if we want, you know, sometimes like when we created the show, we wanted to create the show that we didn't hear on the radio.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
We want to create
the profile that you don't
profile
see.
The profile that you're not seeing. And so guys listening to this are going to be like, all right, I'm going to take all these hints. So if you're a guy listening
take
to this and you're
notes.
On those apps, you take some notes.
Yes.
999-999 to text. 416-872-9999 to call.
Yep.
When we come back, we're putting together the definitive list of what you need to be doing to have the perfect dating profile. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So producer Leah is like, my friend is a little disheartened by the fact that male dating profiles in this city are objectively terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think as a man, and I think anybody should do this, you need to hand your profile over to your most important friend, who you trust the most, who would fall into the range of someone you're attracted to. Meaning that, like, for instance, I am attracted to women. So I handed my profile to Jax and said, what do you think?
Is this how you're telling me that you are attracted to me?
Okay. Do you think he needs to say that?
There's always been a thing.
There's been so much sexual tension on this.
I don't understand why Jax isn't interested in me and TJ. I don't get it. I'll get back to you. So we want to know how to build the perfect dating profile for guys. Okay, we're talking about give us the baseline strategy. 416-872-9999. Kate?
Oh, man, I honestly feel like they have no idea and they are in dire need of some help.
They do not. That's why we need you. So tell us.
A lot of the time we see profiles with all selfies, so it just makes you look super self-absorbed, like you have no friends.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
So you need pictures doing stuff. Like you like to get out there and, you know, be active.
Yeah.
So either you're fishing or you're with your buddies or, you know.
Did you say fishing, though?
I like a good fishing picture.
Hey, you just lost all credibility.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
New. We can't take anything you say seriously.
Yeah, but can I say, maybe a picture of you actually fishing?
No.
You just don't need to be holding the fish.
If it has gills and you're in the photo with it, it's
got to
go.
No fishing.
No
gills.
Don't
no
hold
fishing.
The fish. No more a fish
you
holding.
Just hold the fish.
Yeah.
But I'm active, so I like to find someone that's active snowboarding, you know.
Yeah.
You like to get out there and you like to hike and then smile. We want to know you have teeth. teeth.
Yeah, guys get it's true though. Guys get weird with smiling online. It's like, hey, it's me.
Yeah, but yeah. I was super self-conscious about my teeth for many years, so I would never post photos of me showing teeth.
Oh.
And I heard the same thing. It was like, you gotta show your teeth. I'm like, I got bad chicklets.
Teeth are better than no teeth. Also, you gotta have a picture without a hat. We want to know you got hair. You don't want
a hat fisher.
What city do you live in?
I'm in Bowmanville.
Ah, that makes sense. The fishing, and the hat pictures. Yeah. Some teeth are better than no teeth. It's all adding up.
If you're gonna reach into Clarendon, you gotta know, right? So, Kate, you're amazing. Thanks for the call.
Ciao,
all right, TJ. Text 999999.
Yeah, from the 416. Thank you so much for this PSA for guys.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm on apps, and men are brutal. Yeah. Make sure they have a full body shot, not just a face, with sunglasses on.
Oh yeah.
A lot of sunglasses. It's awfully sunny on those apps.
Yeah.
A lot of sunglasses.
And the only thing that can help is white sunglasses. Yeah.
Don't, please don't take sunglass pictures inside too, fellas. Yeah. Come on.
We don't like
Come
it.
Come on.
We don't like it.
416, no tongue out photos. You're not five.
True.
Somebody said, if you are going to, God forbid, take a bathroom selfie, no messy background.
Also, clean your
bathroom. Dirty clean mirrors.
And clean your mirror. Exactly.
What's up with that?
Why are all the mirrors dirty?
95% of them are.
Can I just say this for the men, though, just on the other side? Ladies, put your clothes away before you take a bathroom selfie. What is up with your bedrooms, girls?
He's lashing
out. Come on now.
No, it's not lashing out. Just clean your room.
He's right.
Fold your clothes.
Like, listen, you don't have to be clean, but at least pretend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, regardless of gender, just needs to get a little cleaner. It sounds like
what we're saying. Okay.
Very fair.
Yeah.
Another text here. Don't use professional photographs. I was very bad for this for a long time.
What did you do? What did you
do? Any radio headshot I would get, I'd be like, well, there's my new Tinder profile picture. And I was surprised that nobody wanted a young business professional.
Literally like a LinkedIn profile.
Yeah,
because a lot of the photos are pretty, you know.
Oh, they're hardcore Photoshop.
They brush us. They brush us.
They do, yeah.
My skin does not look that smooth. From the 647, this one from Ashley. Guys, need to relax with photos with dogs. We get it. You have a dog. I want to see you, not your dog, though.
She's not a dog person, though.
No,
clearly.
But here's the thing is, I think guys went overboard with the dog photos because I used to always put a dog photo in because for the same way, I thought, oh, this makes me look good.
Never
but
had
now,
a dog.
No. But I've always had access to them, which helps.
Clearly use that,
yeah. It's called slight manipulation.
See, I've got one, or I've got two Jax's one, so he's always got a dog picture on him.
Stay away from Reggie.
Oh, take this photo. It's good lighting.
No.
Tinder.
Keep them coming, 999999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Trying to build a framework for a great dating profile for guys. Because I'll be honest with you, we don't have a great reputation in this city for dating profiles.
Not
and it's actually producer
city.
Leah's friend that brought this up. She's like, hey, can you put this on the air? Because men need help. So,
Crisis. We've
already said no fishing pictures. Obviously, not too many selfies. Don't put your tongue out. All of those sorts of things. All really important. What else we got, TJ, at 999999?
From the 905, guys need to chill with the shirtless photos. It makes you look really cocky. And then somebody else texting about it with an interesting point. Like, I want to see that you're fit and active, but, like, you can do that without being like, here's my stomach.
You can see it under...
here's my body.
Yeah. Here's me wakeboarding.
Hey, wakeboarding's nice. Why wakeboarding?
I don't know. I can't do it. So I'm
it. I knew it.
You really went out after wakeboarding.
Yeah, I get it.
I went water skiing once this summer. I was in pain for 3 days, and I've been angry ever since.
That's fair enough.
From the 289, honesty. If guys could just be upfront about what they're looking for, so many just want sex but don't want to say it. I think your profile should state specifics. No professional-looking pictures makes your profile look fake as well.
I have an issue with that.
Okay, go on.
So when I was on Bumble, I said, because I thought... and we talked about this on the air, actually. I said, no kids.
Yeah.
As in, I don't want any more kids.
Yeah.
But people took that as, I don't want to see anybody with kids. Yeah. I don't want to match with anybody with kids. So I didn't get any matches. And as soon as I took that off, then it was totally fine again. I think if you say you're only interested for hookups, like, nobody's interested in that. Nobody's willing to be.
It's too direct.
It is too direct.
It's too much.
So then what's the direct, non-direct way to say it?
Match first.
Exactly.
And then say, listen, I'm not looking for anything serious. you know, just to be
have
upfront.
Have those conversations, and I mean, like, I get it, like, it's a, communication is key, but the old-fashioned way of just, like, figuring it out as you go. And I also agree with not wasting anybody's time, but it doesn't need to be in the bio. Like, just looking for something casual.
Because that's the thing, when people are saying, don't waste my time, put it in your bio. Like I don't think wasting your time having a five-second conversation with somebody.
Also, don't want to meet your daddy, just want you in my caddy. We don't want that.
Pardon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, that's the... Okay.
A lyric.
Also, didn't the Prophets TLC say no scrubs?
No.
Because I don't want no scrubs.
Do we have any more text messages?
Yeah, we got one more. from the 647. More TLC references. No, guys should put the latest photo of them. We don't want to see that one from your one trip 10 years ago where you had the audacity to say that women don't look like what they look like on their photos.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That sounds a little bit more personal. But the point stands.
The first part of that text, I'm like, that makes sense. The second part, I'm like, there's a personal story there. We feeling good about this?
I'm never feeling good about anything.
Yeah.
I hope.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Huge shout out to Pickering's Pedestrian Bridge.
Yay!
The one over the 401 just been officially named Guinness World Record holder for the longest enclosed pedestrian bridge in the world.
It's beautiful.
At 250 meters, it spans 14 lanes of highway traffic, 6 active train tracks, and two city lane street.
Cool.
Two-lane city street. Third time's the charm on that one, Adam. Rick Ross's son just got a Wingstop branch for his 16th birthday. In a recent Instagram post, everyone wish my son a happy 16th birthday. Today he became the owner of his first Wingstop franchise. You're now officially a boss. Keep going. Rick Ross owns 25 Wingstops himself.
Huh.
Going to be a warmer than normal fall. They're saying it could be a no-jacket Halloween, but don't get too used to that because November and December are going to be really cold and snowy. Yay! And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Shannon Burns is up next, and the first thing she's going to do is give you a keyword so that you can win $5,000 with 5K a day with 99.9 Virgin Radio. Here's the Kid Leroy.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.